Fellow Freedom fans, you're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our pre-recorded broadcast. Before I went to the break, talking about natural persons. You can be a natural person. Yes, you can. You can be an artificial person. Yes, you can. Laws apply to natural persons that don't apply to artificial, and artificial to that don't apply to natural in some instances. Yes, those two things are true. Persons are divided by law into either natural persons or artificial, says Sir William Blackstone, 1766. Natural persons are such as the God of nature formed us. Artificial are such as created and devised by human laws for the purposes of society and government, which are called corporations or bodies politic. Now he's going to go into those things that I really wanted to get to here. The things that are retained when a specific right in the Bill of Rights was not expressly talked about. Where do you find, what are they? Where are they listed? Those who drafted the Constitution knew, and the Bill of Rights knew of this document, the absolute rights of persons, of individuals, it says. This is by Sir William Blackstone, 1766. By the absolute rights, oh, here we go. It talks about there's two sorts. He's breaking things down into a little of this, a little of that. He said the rights of persons, those things that are right, that relate to a person, considered in their natural capacities, are also of two sorts. Now this is very, 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 very important for you, for being on this planet, especially being in America. The two sorts of rights of persons are absolute and relative. What are the two? Students? What are the two types of rights of persons? Question mark. Raise your hand. Absolute and relative. Yes, they are. A-R. We don't have an E in there, but we'll spell R as A-R. Absolute and relative. Blackstone says absolute are such as pertain or belong to particular men. Those absolute rights belong to particular men merely as individuals or single persons. In other words, if it's you, you're alive, you're a natural person, you have absolute rights. Artificial persons, they don't have absolute rights. Relative rights, there's two types of rights of persons, absolute and relative. Relative, which are incident to them as members of society and standing in various relations to each other. So there's a difference. There's absolute rights, there's relative rights. Contract. You don't have, well, the absolute right about making a contract is whatever it is that you contract to do must be a right thing. You cannot contract to do a wrong thing. So it is a right that is relative to the person you're dealing with. You can only contract to do that which is right. Marriage is a contract. You cannot contract to do the wrong thing. So anything that is an unlawful or a wrong act that would be a part of a marriage contract would be wrong. In Latin, it would be void ab initio, from its very inception. You cannot do a wrong as a part of a right thing. So there are absolute rights and there are relative rights. So now Sir William Blackstone is going to talk about absolute rights. And by the way, you can give us a call, 888-248-2046. We're going too fast. Stop us. Challenge us. Heckle. By the absolute rights of individuals, we mean those which are so in their primary and strictest sense. Now listen, this is very good. This is something that you're going to get education in that they should have told you in government class or civics class when you were growing up, but they didn't. They don't go here. This is reality. And they completely neglected to teach you this in high school, in junior high, in elementary school. It's a again, pardon the term Kool-Aid, but it's a Kool-Aid factor. You've been taught, and I keep thinking these big words. I'm going to try to avoid big words that have lots of meaning and just use one word. You've been taught things to lead you into a mindset that is really not based on truth. It's a fog. It's part of the pandemic of dementia that's sweeping our nation. So let's go back to these comments from Mr. Blackstone. By the absolute rights of individuals, we mean those things which are in their primary strictest sense, such as we belong to their persons merely in a state of nature. This absolute rights are those things that would belong to you if there were no government anywhere on the planet. That's what an absolute right is. Something that cannot be taken away. A right thing to do, and rights, by the way, Blackstone mentioned, are part of those rights are called duties. There's some absolute duties that are obligated to you that the government cannot interfere with you. You become immune to any municipal law that would cause you to fail in one of your absolute duties. That matters when it comes down to some of your most important liberties. So absolute rights are those that pertain to you, even if you were just as if you were in a state of nature, in which every man is entitled to enjoy, whether out of society or in it. Okay? So there's some things, like what would be an example? A man and a woman have an absolute right to marry in nature, in a state of nature. I mean, it could be, let's just say, a man and woman are the only ones on the planet, and they happen to be brother and sister. Well, at this state of our genetic makeup, it would be troublesome for their offspring. They have a higher likelihood of being limited in their genetic capacity. But let's just say everybody dies. There's a man and woman. Hopefully they didn't know each other too well. They grew up, I don't know, twins. I don't know. Just either way. It is a natural thing, a natural right to marry, to become husband and wife, a man and a woman. It is a, it's part of nature. Anything contrary to that isn't. It's a natural wrong. It's an absolute wrong. It's part of nature. Now let's step back. In society, and by the Bible, it's been revealed there's a certain point where you didn't marry your sister anymore. There's a point where that's all you had available. And then there's a point where, I mean, think about it reasonably, genetically, it became not too smart to marry somebody near of kin. So there was, even in the Bible, it said, well, if it's a boy and a girl and they happen to be cousins, that's as close as you can get relationally, physically, you know, genetically, relationally, to marry. And it had benefits. One was that genetically, there'd be a little bit of a mix there to help for the next generation. The other thing in familiar relationships is that there's a certain amount of deliberate sexual privacy you have to lend to your family members who are living closely together. Brothers and sisters, very deliberately. I mean, they just, hopefully, you know, obviously they raised up a very brotherly love, and they don't have the, hopefully, a situation that would stimulate them to do anything else. But there's a very, because of family integrity and solidarity, it's imperative that incest doesn't happen just for that small family society. It also has its benefits genetically to not marry anybody unless they're a cousin. In the Bible, it says uncle to niece can't do it. Cousin to cousin, yes. In the civil law in England, when we inherited this land, it was the same way. They took the same thing in the Bible and they applied it to the civil statutes. Now, some would say, oh, this is archaic. You know, boys should be able to marry boys. What's a wrong? It's an absolute wrong. But if boys could marry boys, well, then boys can marry dogs. Boys can marry their sister. Boys can marry their brother. I mean, there's no real, there's no moral threshold, is there? If you're going to do an absolute wrong, I mean, there is no, what's the point of doing anything right at that point? So there's some things that are absolutely right. Some things are absolutely wrong. And you say, well, it's not fair. No, it's reality, folks. And the farther that we go, as soon as we start licensing those things that are wrong, we're just going to completely destroy our society. It's going to affect us economically. It already is. But let's see what Blackstone said. He talks about those things that are rights, they're absolute rights, those things that are yours in a state of nature. They're always right. no matter what society says. And he says, with regard to those absolute duties which is man is bound to perform, considered as a mere individual, it's not to be expected that any human municipal law should at all explain or enforce them. So that goes back to the Bible. If a man knows a good he ought to do and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. In these absolute rights of individuals, I was reading it earlier, and one of the things that pointed out was kind of a benefit of society is that if you're being injured and you cry out for help, somebody's there to help you. Somebody hears it and comes running to your assistance. And the more people that are apt to run to your assistance, the less likely it is that somebody's going to accost you, because they're cowards. They don't want to be held accountable for their behavior. The higher likelihood that somebody's going to be held accountable, the less likely are to do something wrong. So one of the things is an absolute duty, and I want you to consider yourself on this. What would you do? I know in the 70s there were a lot of things in the news about people in New York City being beat up, being raped, being just a whole slew of just a whole bunch of stuff going on. And when people were crying out, somebody would shut their windows. They would, oh, I don't want to have anything to do with that. I don't want to get involved. They're fearful. They think that this criminal is going to exact retribution upon them if they get involved. See, that's an absolute duty. When your neighbor cries out for help, guess what? You're supposed to come running. We love the fact that we have 911. But there are times when it's imperative, because it's a right thing to do for our society, to do something, to stand out, to stand there with a notepad, even if you don't have the physical power to stop somebody from doing something, that you're there with a Sharpie marker or a digital recorder, and you're saying, hey, right, or a camera, man, we're all capturing this. We're going to come get you. You're a big bully, and we may not be able to physically stop you right now, but we're going to make you pay. How much do you want to pay here? Do you want to continue what you're doing? We have to do something. That's an absolute duty to take care of our neighbor. This is the home of the free and the brave, right? And the land of the free and the home of the brave. Everybody cheers. Play ball. It's not a land of the free if we're not brave. That's the only way. It's not the folks off with the flak jackets that are going to save you and your society. It's you. So I wonder, it's just, and again, I am saying I'm willing to do this. I am saying I'm willing to put myself at risk for my neighbor. I'm very willing. I've been crazy enough to do it again and again. And again, so here at Liberty Works Radio Network, we're not just preaching at you. What we're doing is trying to maybe motivate. You know, I think some of the things we do, we're going to be talking about what motivates us here at Liberty Works Radio Network, Preservative Talk Radio, Freedom Ministries. What motivates me to do those things that are important, not for protecting those things or right for my life, liberty, and property, or for my wife and my children and my posterity, but for my neighbor and for my state and for my community. So people go, man, what you're doing is great. I support you, man. I mean, that's great stuff. Well, guess what? I'm trying to prime the pump. So appreciate you listening here to this Liberty Works Radio Network broadcast. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom show. I call it Preservative Talk Radio. Find out more about me, type in David Allen, A-L-A-N, Carmichael, on a browser and find out all kinds of good stuff. Get on board Liberty Works Radio Network. Go participate. Be a partner with us. Join us. If you've got some questions, call us during the workday, 888-248-2046.